Miracles by Walt Whitman. Who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses towards the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach, just in the edge of the water, or stand under the trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at a table at dinner with my mother, or look at strangers opposite me riding in a car, or watching honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon, or animals feeding in the fields, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of the stars shining so quiet and bright, or the exquisite, delicate, thin curve of the new moon in spring. Or whether I go among those I like best, and that like me best, mechanics, boatmen, farmers, or among the savants, or to the soiree, or to the opera, or to stand a long while looking at the movements of machinery, or behold children at their sports, or the admirable sight of the perfect old man with the perfect old woman, or the sick in hospitals, or the dead carried to burial, or my own eyes and figure in the glass. These, with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles. The whole referring, yet each distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. Every spear of grass, the frames, limbs, organs of men and women, and all that concerns them, all of these, to me, are unspeakably perfect miracles. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with men in them. What stranger miracles are there?